Hello, everyone. It's Angelo Cisco of Alpha Hippie back this week. Our topic is all about goals, and this is such an interesting topic for many of us, you know, this idea of goals and things like that. One of the things that I really shoot for in this life, and the more I grow as a man, is to try to not make things so binary. Right, wrong, good, bad, good boy, bad boy. Because oftentimes those sort of ways of looking at life create some sort of unhappiness, lack of motivation or inspiration, and also too could break focus from the present moment because you could get too caught up in the future. And so first, I'm going to just touch on goal setting briefly, and then we're going to let go of this concept because over-attachment to goals, I often feel, is the problem. So when we're writing out goals, there's two things that I really believe is important. And what I tell people, the gentleman that I'm so grateful to coach in my program is, when you're writing goals, you could be too much Steve Jobs and not enough Steve Jobs. And what I mean by that is Steve Jobs was an incredible visionary, right? He imagined so much in his brain that he created such amazing, lofty goals. And I speak to a lot of people and they tell me that they want to make $200,000 a year. Right? Let's just say you're writing out a goal for that. And then I go, okay, great. Well, how much is the most money you've ever made? And their answer is they haven't made $100,000 yet. And so what the brain doesn't realize often, and what we learned in what you can learn about flow states is if the challenge exceeds abilities, which is talents and skill and work, if it's so far ahead, we actually demotivate ourselves. So when you're writing a goal, try to write a goal, and I don't want to use this word to demotivate anyone, but that is actually somewhat practical, right? If we're aiming for these things that, you know, we just have never landed on or have not made a step to, if I said make $250,000 and you've never made $100,000, well, you have to become the person that knows how to make $100,000, know how to solve all the $100,000 person problems, get to that level in the game before you could go to the next one. Not everything has a cheat code in it, like when we played or when I played Nintendo, depending on who you are now, who knows what kind of crazy games are out there or whatever you gamers do nowadays. But just imagine that everything is a level when you're setting goals. Now, sometimes when people are setting goals, they set goals that do not position them in a place where it's not enough jobs, like I said, not enough Steve Jobs. And so they set goals that are so low that they aren't inspiring them to go out and learn new skills, to let go of limiting beliefs. So there's an in-between that's a sweet spot. And that's actually where the concept of flow states are created, is when you're just overreaching in your talents and abilities, and your goal is just, your challenge is overreaching just there, right? It's just stretching it a little bit enough that you do not lose motivation and that you actually could feel like you could achieve it. But if there are these over lofty goals, you more than likely will not be able to step into them and grow into them because there's too much. In a certain period of time. Then they're setting such low goals that you do not actually grow and do the necessary work or uncomfortable work to do that. So that's my take on goal setting. Next thing, once the goal is set, forget about the goal. Because what often happens to a lot of us is if we keep reattaching ourselves to the goal, we wind up going into the future and not staying in the present moment. The Zen Buddhists have a saying, chop wood and carry water. And that is usually the answer a master gives to so many students. Just keep chopping wood and carrying water. So set the goal. Make sure it fits that line where it's enough challenge, but not too much. And also, too, it's enough where you're going to stretch your ability to learn and create skill at the same sort of time, right? We don't want it to be too far to lose motivation, yet enough where we actually have to become something better, whether that be in skill or limiting belief. And more often, it's a product of both. Then once you have that goal set, your subconscious will remember it. Believe me when I tell you, but looking at it all the time, doing that will create often an impatience, right? And then what you'll do is you'll take enthusiasm and turn it into impatience. And that's absolutely terrible for you. And if any of you are leading teams, impatience is what creates frustration, fear, lack of enthusiasm, and it's such a bad place. Because once the goal's created, my favorite part comes up. It's time to just go do the fucking work. And the work starts with creating a structure of when you're going to show up each day. Next is discipline. What are you going to say no to who are you going to have to say no to, including yourself, that you could show up every day? And then the key is consistency. Can you show up day after day, chop wood, carry water? And that is so important. Another very, very important thing when it comes to reaching your goals is sharpening your axe. Sharpening your axe is what I like to call self-care, right? So think of yourself as an athlete. And you're going to go, as soon as you have the goal, you're going to go win the championship. Now you're going to train in the off season. You're going to learn your skills. You're going to start putting them into practice. And then when you go in season, it's about doing whatever work you need to do to reach those goals, right? And don't pick your head up. Don't even think about it till you get to the championship. Don't worry about when it's coming. Just keep going every day and trying to keep that consistency and things like that. I just recently was scrolling through, I think, YouTube, and it said Michael Phelps didn't miss a training day for 5 years. 5 years. Now, I realize that he's Michael Phelps and all that stuff, but nevertheless, that maybe he became Michael Phelps as we know him because he didn't skip training for 5 years, right? That's why he became Michael Phelps with all the gold medals, not because of anything else, right? So get clear on how you could take care of yourself so that you could show up day after day with a mind that's going to be serving you to go and do this. Why would you want to have a mindset as an opponent, as well as the world and everything else it's going to throw at you? So make sure your mind is with you. Let's show up real consistently. And remember, the name of the game is to chop wood and carry water. Show up every damn day, despite your feelings, despite all of those things. And eventually, you will reach your goals. And then, once you reach that goal, you sit back down and you rewrite the next one, rinse and repeat, and that's the rest of your life. And this is all very simple in theory. Yet applying this to a human being, and a chaotic human being, an emotional human being, a chaotic or unpredictable world, right? That's where this gets separated. In those little days boom, 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 right? Small, like compounding interest, just every day. Can you move one step forward? Keep thinking yourself as the tortoise in the race and not the hare. Because what's really important about the tortoise is they may take small steps, but you may also notice that the hare who takes larger steps and runs a bit reckless often has to take steps back. So play the game of the tortoise, and I want to leave you with this story. There are two bulls sitting on top of a mountain, a young bull and an old bull. The young bull looks down and sees a herd of cows. He gets so excited. He runs to the old bull, this young, strong bull. And he says, hey, why don't we run down there and mate with one of the bulls, one of the cows? And the old bull looks at him and says, why don't we walk and mate with them all? Have a beautiful, beautiful week, Windjet community. Write your goals. Put them right in perspective. Just enough where you know what skill you'll need to learn to reach them. What limiting belief you need to do. Something within your reach, but just a little bit farther than you want, right? Where you have to trust yourself just a little bit. If you've ever been climbing, rock climbing, not something you have to leap for, but definitely something you have to stretch for. And then go do the work. Discipline and consistency and your attitude will carry you through this. The more that your feelings, your excuses, and your inability to tell people, including yourself, no, will not help you grow. I will see you next week, everyone. Bye-bye.
Cast is brought to you by WinCheck Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.